The older people would have used. I'd be interested in those too. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers?
That's blackwood.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers, a little room that you hang clothes up in?
Closet.
And what about a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Wardrobe, that used to be.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Oh, shelf.
No,
water shelf?
I don't think that's what I'm talking about. I'm not sure now. That might be what I'm talking about. But on the outside of a wooden house, this. You know how the boards overlap like this on the outside to keep the rain and the wind?
Eaves?
No, sir. The eaves would be up at the top.
Oh, yeah.
When they, and this is just the sides of the house.
Weatherboard, isn't it?
That's...
Oh.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, yes.
What would you say it?
Weatherboard.
I have to get you to say it, see, since you're the person I'm interviewing. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of the house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
And what would you call a small porch that might not have a roof on it?
Patio.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term stoop or landing? To mean a little place?
Stoop, out over in front, on the side either. Mm-hmm.
And would that have a roof, a stoop?
No, stoop.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
A lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Or do people use those in this area?
Yeah, no, we didn't have much of that around here.
Uh-huh. This is, of course, these questions are being used all over Georgia, so some of them mean things in one place, and sometimes they don't mean anything in others. Well, have you ever heard people speak of a rock fence, a rock wall, a stone
wall? A rock
wall.
Yeah.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Pail?
Yes, sir. And what would you call the same thing if it were made out of metal?
Well, call it a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
And what about one that doesn't have high sides, one that's just got little ridge around the edge? Do you know what I'm talking about?
We always call them hotcake bakers.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'd call a skillet, but the frying pan is the sides.
Oh, so a skillet then doesn't have high sides.
That's what I always call it.
All right, fine. And you'd call it a?
Mom always called it a hotcake baker.
A hotcake baker.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Have you ever heard one of those, something that you use in the kitchen called a spider?
What?
A spider. Or maybe it's a pot that you use outside. I'm not sure. I think this is an old-fashioned word for some kind of pot.
Must be.
Frying pan or something.
A little older than I am.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel where you turn it on and off?
What?
If it's, if there's a, something coming out of a barrel where you can turn the thing on and off.
Oh, I can't think right now.
Well, would you call it a faucet or would you call it something else if it came?
Well, it could be a faucet. Now, some of them are made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to call them.
Okay, but a faucet would do then.
Yes.
What about something that you turn on and off that's out in the yard where you might hitch up a hose?
Hydrant?